There's a great power to that fire and a great responsibility that goes with it. We have to win this battle within. And I like to use the analogy of the movie series Spider-Man when I talk about understanding the battle within. Because if you've seen these first three Spider-Man movies, they are soaked in Catholicism. And it's easy to talk to young people about this because they like secular movies. And we can see Catholicism all over these movies. Because you see, Peter Parker, he's this skinny, wimpy kid. And he's always getting beat up by the school bully. And then one day he gets bit by this mutant spider. And he wakes up the next day and he has a gift. He has a power that he didn't have before. And he has to decide what to do with the gift. And you'll notice the first things he does is he goes after all the things the world says will make you happy. First, he's swinging around the city, having fun with his new gift, having pleasure. And then he goes to school and he beats up the school bully, uses his gift for power over others. And then he wants people to like him. He wants the girl to like him. He wants honor. And so he decides he needs money. He needs wealth so he can buy a car. And so he goes and tries to win some money. And then his Uncle Ben has a talk with him. He says, "Look, Peter, these are the years where a man becomes who he's going to become for the rest of his life. Just be careful who you turn into. Because with great power comes what? Great responsibility. Great responsibility." And Peter realizes the gift is not meant to be used for ourselves. It's meant to be used for the good of mankind. And so he becomes Spider-Man, a superhero. And he's going to face the same three opponents that you and I face. What the church calls the world, the devil, and the flesh. The world. What's the newspaper guy always saying about Spider-Man? "He's a crook. He's a menace. I want him arrested." Even though he's saving people, they're calling him a menace. And I guarantee you, if you live an authentic Catholic life and you live the truth of the faith, people will call you a menace. They don't have very favorable words about the Catholic Church sometimes. They don't like to be challenged to change, and they don't like to be told there's such a thing as right and wrong. Even though the mission of the Catholic Church is to save people, they will call her a menace. And Mother Teresa used to say, "People, if you try to help them, they might kick you in the face. Help them anyway. Help them anyway. Save them anyway." And the second opponent is the devil. We'll talk about the devil a lot in step two. But in the movie, it's represented by the Green Goblin. And the Green Goblin has a gift too. He has a power just like Spider-Man. And he comes to Spider-Man with a proposal. He says, "Look, Spider-Man, you've chosen the way of the hero. And all it's gotten you is misery, misery, misery. These people don't even appreciate you. Why use the gift for them? Use it for yourself. What if we work together? We could own this city. We could have all the wealth and all the power and all the pleasure in the world. Think about it, hero." There's the temptation. There's the proposal of the enemy. Don't use the gift for them. Use it for yourself. And Peter struggles with this. In the second movie, he decides, "I don't want to be Spider-Man. He's always late for class. He loses his job because he's out saving people. He's broke. He lives in an old rundown apartment because he doesn't get paid to be Spider-Man. And he says, I quit. I want to live my life. I want to do the things that I want to do." And then he realizes what his Uncle Ben said. You have a gift. With that gift, with that power, comes a responsibility. It's meant to be used for the good of mankind. And some people, you might feel invisible to the world. My wife, invisible to the world. Nobody sees the sacrifices she makes. I work in nursing homes every day. Those nurse aides, they get spit at, they get yelled at, they get cursed at, they clean up messes you can't even imagine. And they don't get paid what they're worth. And nobody sees the sacrifices. Do it anyway. Don't quit being the hero. God sees everything you do. It doesn't matter if the world canonizes you. It only matters that God does. He sees. Be the hero, even with the sacrifices. But the greatest battle, the greatest opponent, is in Spider-Man 3. The theme of that movie, the greatest battle lies within. And Peter, he puts on this black suit and he says, "Power, it feels good. You can lose yourself to it." And it becomes this mean, aggressive, vengeful person. He starts harming his friends and his family. And he realizes it's turning him into something ugly, and he has to stop it. And Mary Jane, the girl that he loves, comes to him, and she says, "Everybody needs help sometimes, Peter, even Spider-Man." And where does he go to rip off the black suit? Does anybody know? He goes to a Catholic church. He goes to a Catholic church, and he rips off the black suit. It's brilliant, because that's what the church does. She sets you free. She's like a spiritual North Star, always pointing to true north, always pointing to true. The slaves, they used to travel by night, and they'd follow that North Star north to Canada, to their freedom. And that's what the church does. You know, and if you find the North Star in the north, in the sky, it's really not that bright. And it's not that easy to find if you don't know where to look. And sadly, the same has kind of been true about the Catholic Church. She hasn't been the brightest star in recent years, not the most exciting star, not the most engaging star, but she always points to true north. We have to find that star and follow that star, because it'll set you free. My favorite character in those movies is Harry. He's the son of the Green Goblin, Peter Parker's best friend. And when he realizes that his father was the Green Goblin, and his best friend is Spider-Man, who killed the Green Goblin, he has to make a choice. And he says, "I guess this is just who I am. I guess I'm just the mini Green Goblin." And he starts harming his friends, trying to kill his friends, doing terrible things to them. But at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, Harry gives his life to save Peter and Mary Jane. He lays down his life. And at Harry's funeral, Peter Parker says the greatest quote in movie history. He says, "Whatever comes our way, whatever battle is raging inside of us, we always have a choice. It's the choices that make us who we are, and we can always choose to do what is right." My friend Harry taught me that. You can always choose to do what is right. But we have to know what our mission is to be able to do that. That's why it's so important to rediscover the mission. And one of the great pieces of wisdom Matthew Kelly gave me was to put the mission everywhere. So I took a piece of paper and I wrote the words, "Become a saint," and I stuck it on my alarm clock, so it's the first thing I see when I wake up. And I put it on another piece of paper and I stuck it on the bathroom mirror in case I forget from getting up to going to the bathroom. And I put it on another piece of paper and I stuck it on the dashboard of my car. I put it on my television, I put it on my snack cupboard, I put it on my refrigerator, I put it on my computer, I made it my screensaver, I put it on my cell phone. I made these wristbands that say, "Become a saint." So every time I look at my watch, I know it's time to become a saint, because I want the mission on my mind every waking moment of every hour of every day. And I don't want to ever let that mission out of my sight, because every day we make hundreds of decisions and we choose the saint inside or some second-rate version of ourselves. And the world desperately needs you and me to start choosing the saint. Cassandra's gonna finish this session here with a song called "Torn." And a lot of times we get tired of fighting this internal battle. We get tired of the struggle. And this song is about those points where you just feel like you can't go anymore. We have to realize that we have a savior, that we have help. And no matter how bad things seem, in the end, redemption wins, and the struggle will end, but we have to persevere to the end.